The Mahler Third Symphony contains the most extensive solo in the repertoire. Normally, only the first two of the three long solos are asked on auditions. If the third solo is asked, make sure that you understand the differences in notation and nuance. The third solo, even though it contains essentially the same material as the earlier solos, is interpreted differently. Look up every musical term in a German dictionary, because in most cases, Mahler indicated